With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Jerry Eves, Sports Radio.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
Good afternoon and welcome to Eve Sports Radio. Call now, 502-571-1080 or toll free, 877-904-1080. You can tweet Jerry at JerryEves5. That's JerryEves5 on Twitter.
This is Eve Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio. It is August the 12th, 2022. It is Friday. It is beautiful. That's all that you have to say. Just stay with me for the next hour. Disregard my co-host. Stay with me because it's just a beautiful day and I don't want you to get outside just yet. Unless you have your earphone in so that you can listen. But welcome back to the show. Phone number is 502-571-1080. We all know that we have the Ring U. George Williams is his real name, if you all didn't know it, on the line. Kobe Harrison will be calling in. We've got a great show, but I can't start. George, I don't know if you know, and this is honest, George. Is Kentucky a football or a basketball school, George? I want your true opinion. Now, no, not messing around. Which one is it, George?
It's a basketball school. Jerry, everybody know that. I mean, it's turning into a school that's winning football games, but it's yet to be seen. Until you become one of the top one or two teams in the school thing, do you really not competitive? Because we know it's Georgia, we know it's Alabama, we know it's LSU. I mean, Kentucky, I mean, we got to give my man credit for doing an outstanding job in creating a program up there. But, I mean, we didn't have a whole lot to overcome to become a great program, Jerry. I mean, we were winning like four games, five games. I mean, you know.
Leave Joker alone. Joker's a personal friend of mine. Don't do that, Joker.
Okay. I'm talking about before Joker and everybody else. I mean, just think about it. We were in the cellar of the SEC, Jerry. I mean, I don't care if it was Joker before Joker, we were in the cellar. So right now they're starting to win and starting to smell themselves, and you know we got to win the SEC to step up and beat LSU, the Alabamas, the Florida.
Listen to this. You have got Dan Issel, Kentucky's a basketball school with you, okay? But I want you to listen and everybody to listen to the original conversation that started this forest fire. So let's listen to Coach Cal. You got it ready for us, John? Let it go.
You got to be intentional. You got to say, we're doing this. And the reason is, this is a basketball school. It's always been there. Alabama is a football school. So is Georgia. I mean, they are.
Right.
This is a our football team, I hope they win games in 10 games and go to bowls. At the end of the day, that makes my job easier, and it makes the job of all of us easier. But this is a basketball school. And so we need to keep moving in that direction and keep doing what we're doing.
Okay, now, George, what he's asking for, Coach Calipari is pleading now for better facilities. He is saying teams have caught up with Big Blue Nation, the basketball school. I agree with you, George. He is pleading for a new practice facility. And I've been in the practice facility they have now. It's a beautiful facility. But, George, he wants an upgrade. Do you agree with that piece?
Well, Jerry, if you're going to keep up, and I don't really agree with it, but the way these mugs spending money out there now, you know, we looked at what Texas did with their facilities, Notre Dame, I mean, it just, they got to spend the money some kind of way, Jerry. So I guess building new facilities, that's the way you stay on top. And that's the way you judge if your program is good. I mean, these facilities are top notch right now, and they still could be around for another 20 years at most programs. So,
yes.
You know, that's what he wants, and he just wants something new to make him happy. So and make the kids say nobody tops what we got. That's, you know, that's just a talking where we are today.
That's where we are now. Here's the problem, George. You're right. That's where we are as a society today. We're always trying to one up. I agree. Okay, George. He was not derogatory toward the football program, but Coach Stoops, right. Coach Stoops and a few people took it negatively. If you listen to the conversation, he is accurate. The SEC is a football conference. That's the first thing that he should have said. And a long time ago, Adolph Rupp used to always say, George, and this is the truth, you all, he would say coaches are doing a great job in the SEC and they should keep them. And it's a, he doesn't have a winning record, coach. He says, I don't care. I just want to beat them. But in the SEC, it is a football-driven conference. What Coach Cal has that Coach Stoops has not gotten close to is the national championship and the Final Fours. And Kentucky, we both, everyone knows it is a basketball school. But it's created a lot of interest with how they should create the money. Now, George, football is the bread and butter money winner. That's what right. people don't seem to understand. The football right. program, which, George, you and I, you forgot to tell me, we've got to get our games in. I've got to get that link so that we can pick our games for the Kentucky football and basketball before it's too late.
Right.
But, George.
Right.
But football is the bread and butter. It is a bread and butter, right. George. So does Coach Stoops have a little something to say? Because he is competing. He's competing every game against a national champion.
Well, let's say this, Jerry. Kentucky had Bear Bryant and Adolph Ruff. Mm-hmm. Adolph Ruff stayed, Bear Bryant left. Mm-hmm. All right, Jerry, when you're in the conference like the SEC and the mm-hmm. way they divide their money in the bowl games, Jerry, you're going to still make money. Even when Kentucky was losing, Vanderbilt makes probably more money than most schools every year because of what the team does in the bowl games, and they get that revenue, Jerry. So it doesn't really matter if your team does good or you at the top. You know, mm-hmm. they're going to make money.
Well, George, so if you're saying what you just said, and it is correct, it is accurate, that football does create the money, it is the revenue sport, then can Coach Stoops say that Kentucky is in the SEC and the SEC is a football conference? So
doubt,
maybe
no doubt about
combination.
It.
No doubt about
no
it.
Doubt about it.
George.
And Big Blue Nation profits off of that because
Blue Nation,
you know, for years, everybody was a football school and Kentucky was a basketball school. And so they dominated the SEC and won mm-hmm. and took all the awards away.
Exactly, George. Now, the basketball programs have improved. Yes, they have improved. Auburn has put themselves, Alabama, 2 years ago put themselves to mention. Last year, I thought the
Florida
conference
back-to-back
would be better.
Championship.
Florida back-to-back champions with Donovan. So, I mean, things have changed. But I just don't know why people got so upset. But if you listen to it, Coach Calipari was not really derogatory. He was truthful.
No.
I mean, and Kentucky is a Kentucky basketball state. Kentucky's a basketball state. I'm sorry, George. It is what it is. So
nothing to be sorry about. I mean, the reality is reality. There, you can't be sorry about being right. I mean, you know, you can apologize. You step on my toe.
Exactly.
You can't be apologized when you're right. And Coach Stoops knows this. I mean, I fans now, they just got to find something to fight about, and so that's just, you know, another way to. Me to argue with somebody about something, and when you know the truth. See, that's what amazes me now. We can know the truth, and we'll argue that and deny the truth. That just blows my mind. I mean, what Kentucky fan doesn't know that Kentucky is known for its basketball? Football is on the rise. It has not gotten there yet. He's done a fantastic job. Nobody denying that. But it has not got to the level of where Kentucky basketball is known around the country.
Around the world, George. Around the
world.
I hate to say it. Big Blue Nation's basketball team is known around the world. Let's get to our first caller, George. Who do we have up?
Ron.
Ron, welcome to Sports Radio. How are you doing, Ron?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. George, Jerry, how are you?
We're good. Doing well.
Ron, what do you think, Ron?
Well, Jerry, are you trying to sow discord again in Big Blue Nation?
No. Oh, no, not this, George. Now, George, don't jump in. Not this time. You know, I listened to Matt just the last hour and a half. It's a forest fire. I did not do this. So you're not putting this one on me, Ron. Matt Jones talked about it all day.
You know what's wrong with Matt? You want me to tell you what's wrong with Matt?
What's wrong with Matt?
So I don't know what happened between Cal and Matt, but Cal goes on Issel's show now instead of Matt's, and Stoops comes on Matt's show. That's why he's taking Stoops aside.
Hey, well, it's always good for a good fight. I have no problem with it. What do you think, George? A good fight's a good fight. I like a good fight.
I just think it's really crazy. You know what I mean? I mean, why can't they both be good and you think that you need a new facility? Because football got a new facility. I mean, hey, I want them both to be good. I don't want just one of them to be good. I want both to be good.
Okay, my mom used to say, kids, can't we just all get along?
No.
Ain't that the stupid?
No.
You know, hey, George, by the way, you know, I heard from Jerry. Jerry's trying to, you know, take these little August scrimmages they have in down there and get some.
Oh, that's all they are.
And he's trying to pick our team apart. And I said, Jerry, you sound like a lot of the other Cards Nation now. You know, you sound like you're a little irritable about this whole thing right now. So
Kenny back.
Hey, I know. I love Kenny too, man. Kenny's got his
hands. We all love Kenny, but that's why it's that's why his chest is puffed out a little bit, Brian, because Kenny, you know, he got hope. He got hope now, Brian.
I already told Cal, don't let him back.
Don't let him in the locker room. See, you too.
George, you heard the saying, sleeping with the enemy?
Yeah.
You also keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
That's why I'm in the locker room.
Oh, man.
That's why I'm in the locker room.
That's all I'm trying to say, you know.
Hey, hold up, George.
By any chance, any of y'all see the dunk that Colin.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yes, we did. We saw both of them. George, I talked about it yesterday, but check this out, George. George, Ron's not
when he did that second one, I said, arrest him for double homicide.
That's so bad.
That was a homicide.
That's so bad. George Williams, I critiqued Kentucky's first game. I don't know why Ron's coming in here saying that I critiqued him incorrectly. First thing, I said, I loved their pieces. Everyone knows I love Toppin. They know I love Oscar.
Yes. Yes.
I said personally, Chris Livingston was a mirror image of Lancaster Gordon. That's a pretty damn good player, and he was the seventh player drafted in the NBA. So when I make a comparison to comparing to Lancaster, that's a pretty good George. He looks like Inspector Gadget. Ron, who's the guard that just left? Gildas Alexander?
Yeah,
Shea Gildas. He's long like that, George. I love him. Got me? This is what I said to have Ron call in and try to turn it. I said, I have to watch more of Wallace. I wasn't overly impressed with his point guard skills, but I've heard about them.
Who?
But he played Wallace. He's Mason the other
Wallace.
Guy. Mason Wallace, George. So
I'm not overly impressed with the starting guards. I mean, I don't put them in that basketball, boy.
He's driving me crazy. George.
He boom, 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 boom.
I'm going to tell you, I got boom, two boom, calls. Boom, boom, listen, boom, boom, listen, boom. And I got two calls. Guys, stay with me. Here's the deal.
Hey, George, my plan's working, though. I got Jerry on the defense already.
No, I told the truth. I'm not on the defense. I told the truth yesterday. And my listeners know. Guys, I don't care what you all say. Coach Calipari likes Wheeler, George.
Yeah, he's an emotional guy.
He likes Wheeler. Y'all can say what you want. And Wheeler's going to play this year. I don't care anyone. Now, I don't like him, Ron. He was shooting three-pointers again, George. I watched the game this morning. I taped it. I don't like Wheeler shooting threes. Everyone knows that.
I don't like him not giving the ball up.
In that first game, he stopped when they were in transition with numbers. It stopped and popped that three-pointer. I come up out of that chair. I wanted to reach through its screen and grab
him. Leave him alone.
What are you doing, boy?
Leave him alone.
But I think the kid from Iowa will make the difference.
George, George, not playing well.
I have a point guard that can hit a jump shot. This boy can hit a jump shot.
I love C.J. Frederick, George, but he is – Ron, now tell the truth, Ron.
I told you, he's got a long way to go to get back to playing shape.
You have to watch him. He's laboring, George. To tell her, he tore a hamstring last year, George. It's been 18 months. He is still laboring. He must have
I think he's unsure of himself. He's not in playing shape yet.
I love CJ, but he's laboring.
Yeah, he got two months to get there. You know what I mean?
Well, George, he must
have. That hamstring's a bad boy.
It is a bad play.
That's an injury that you really can't gauge. That sucker can come and go.
Yeah. Rod, I got people. Hurry up, hit me quick.
Frederick can be like gravy on the biscuits. We don't really need him when Louisville comes to town. He can watch if he wants to.
See. See you too. Ron, thank God you've got Patty, because I would have gotten you in the back already. Anyway, Ron, love you, man. We got people waiting. Let me get to
the
callers.
Have a great weekend, Ron. I'll wait to put it in, my brother.
Who's my next caller? Hey, John, you know what? That Ron loves to stir up George. I did not. Here's the only derogatory statement I made. I said, pump your brakes on their opponents. George, you and I can play.
No doubt about that.
But, which is no problem. It's okay. It's just August. I was critical on Collins. I'm still not a huge fan. Damian Collins.
Oh, Collins?
6'11", the athlete that's blocking the shots. George, I still don't think
you don't like Collins.
I really don't, George.
Oh, my goodness. Well, me and you did for that, bro.
Yeah, well, wait, we got time. We're going to argue about it all year. But who we got up next? It's not that, George, it's not that he's athletic. Don't get me wrong. Extremely athletic. And he can challenge shots, which I'll give him credit for. I'm talking about offensively, George, trying to run an offense through him making decisions with the ball.
Yeah, with the players they got, you don't have to. But how do you stop him when you're trying to block that? This boy will dominate them boys. He'll get his own. He'll create his own shot. If he's aggressive.
I hope you're right, George. Mm-hmm. George, now, but again, Toppin is the person that better be aggressive or I'm going to be on him because he's got too much
time. Oh, well, he's going to be aggressive. You've been watching the last couple of games.
Last night he floated. Last night he did not. George, last night I'd have put my foot somewhere.
But Jerry, he wasn't playing an opponent.
I know,
you a ball player. You know, some nights you just can't get up and people can dominate.
George, I agree with that. But he has not been a consistent offensive scorer. He has to score every game. Last year he wasn't a player
this year. But this year he's going to be a man child.
He better be a killer. So who's our next caller?
Collins runs the floor.
I agree. Who's our next caller? Who else do we have?
Next up is John.
John, welcome to eSports Radio. How can we help
you? What's up, Big John?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good.
Hey, I'm a Jerry. You know, I'm a Kentucky fan, but I want to change the subject a little bit. Have you ever been over to the Denny Hall?
I have not seen the new dormitory. I know about it. I've seen the specs. I've seen the building in a 4x4 area, but I have not been in the building. No.
My company, I work for Palmer Roofing and Sheet Metal over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. We put the roof on that building, and it's a complete. And this building, if there's another facility out there that houses the athletes like this one here is, it's got the men's basketball and women's basketball in it. And UK where get to getting. This facility here will steal recruits quicker than anything. I mean, this is the Taj Mahal of housing for athletes.
When I get back next week, George, we're going to have to go. I know where it is. We're going to have to go, George. I know it's nice, but now you're the first person to say that.
Yes, sir.
Big John, you had to make this phone call, baby. You had to make this call.
Thank you, John.
John,
what you're saying then is
you give me a perfect time. We could have said it over a beer or something somewhere, babe, but not on the radio.
John, you agree with Calipari then?
I'm telling both UK officials to get together, George.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so John. I think you did. Kyle may have not said enough, John, but I think your car really touched the nerve today.
Ooh, John, I like that. John, have you watched the team play the last two games?
No, I got to catch part of it, Jerry. I go to bed too early.
I got you. George, this is the truth, yes, John. Sir. I tape them. I watch them in the morning at 7 o'clock. Ron Durham can tell you I tape. I couldn't do it either. I'd be asleep on them. I tape them and watch them in the morning.
Yeah, because he gets up with the birds, man.
I've done it both games. You're 100% right. John, great call. John, for that.
Great call, John. I really appreciate that.
What gift card do you want, John? What do you want, John? I'm going to give you a gift card before I get to break. What do you want? Which one do you want?
Donate it to someone. Donate it to a special special group for me, Jerry.
Yeah, I do. John, I appreciate you, man. George, we got to get to break.
Hey, Kyle, John. We hadn't heard that. Nobody said nothing about this, but John. John's on top of it.
John. George, John just set you straight.
Taj Mahal, Jerry. He really said Taj Mahal.
Hey, now, you know what's going on right now?
And that's like when we live in the dorms, man.
We don't even want to talk about Miller Hall, George Threckle, Unitas. It was a disgrace.
Oh, man.
But you know what's
Miller
so funny,
Hall. Miller Hall.
Whatever, George, I mean, but you know what's so funny? A whole lot of championships came out of them dorms. A whole lot of conferences, NCAA championships, George. Must not have been that bad, huh? I tell people all the time, John, I agree with you, but listen to me, you all. Before we get to break, we got people waiting, Georgia. Be serious with us, Georgia. This ain't Kentucky Louisville. We sure did stay in those dorms for 3 years with regular students. We took showers down the hall, George, as you well know. But you know, we won a lot of conference and NCAA championships, didn't we, George? So that wasn't the
thing about the fun. But think about you wouldn't give a
shit about the woods. Okay? Had a ball, George. I loved my days.
I'm telling you, dude, them dorms were where was that, buddy?
Had a ball.
And everybody knew each other, and the friendships and the bonds that you made going being in them is unbelievable. Had a ball.
And Kentucky had that. What was it called? The first dorm that they built, Adolph Rupp. What was it? Come on, the first dormitory, George. My brain's gone. Somebody help me out after the break, even though I got people waiting. What was the name of the dormitory?
Wildcat Lodge.
Wildcat Lodge. Thank you, George. George, they had Wildcat Lodge. We didn't care.
Oh, it was second to none, Jay. When I went up there to see that,
second to none. It was the only one, George. Second to none. It was the first one.
They had $100,000. A fireplace made of coal.
George, I'd been in it. I went in it with.
It was unbelievable, man.
I went in it with Dirk Minifield. I mean, I know I went in there 20 times with Dirk. That was my guy. I mean, beautiful, but I love my dorm, George. I had a great time. I'm not going to lie to anybody.
It almost makes you sad when you go in.
We had Scooter and Rodney across the hall. We had Wiley Brown and CC next to me. We had myself and Martin Dunbar. We had Poncho Wright, Freddie Hopkins down the hallway. Come on, Daryl Griffin and Bobby Turner were one flight down on the second. We were on the third. Come on. We all know. Mark Clayton was in United. Came over.
And all the students interacted with everybody.
Everybody.
Players and the students. Now it's like meeting the enemy, Jerry. They don't even let the students on the campus get near the ball player. Like, they protecting them from the students.
I'm going to be honest with you. And I'm glad Louisville has the dorm I am. And I'm glad they named it after Coach Crum. They could have named just a regular dorm after Coach Crum for me and put all the students in it, because I don't agree with all the isolation. George, can't get into a practice.
Me neither. I definitely can. I'm totally with you there, Jerry.
You can walk
into it really hurts the program, and it hurts the blossoming of the athletes.
Watch practice. We're not building a nuclear bomb. But anyway, just we got people waiting. We got to get to
break. Okay, let's talk to them, Jeff.
We will. eSports Radio is 1228. We've got to pay some bills. Phone number is 502-571-1080. We'll talk to you in a minute. Welcome back to eSports Radio. It's 1232, if you did not know it, on August the 12th, 2022. And I'm not sure which one's Rocky. Is it the football program? Is it the basketball program? Which program in Kentucky is it, George?
Are you trying to start conflict here, Jerry?
I am, George. I am having some fun on Friday. That's all.
Well, what is Louisville now? Football school, basketball school?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But it doesn't really matter, does it?
Judge, I'll meet you on 4th and Kentucky.
Let's keep
I'll meet you on 4th and Broadway.
Let's talk about Kentucky. I stepped on toes. Let's talk about Kentucky.
It is a basketball school. There's no hesitation.
What's that, Kentucky?
At University of Louisville. No hesitation.
Oh, we're talking about them again.
Yes.
They're relevant.
Hey, John, put on a tape recording. I'm getting ready to go find George. Hey, George, we're going to bring on our next guy. Hey, George, I was listening. People didn't know I was listening to Matt today. And
no, I didn't either.
Cal came on Matt's show, and he slipped a little bit. So, Cal, just don't slip on me, man. I want to talk to you. John, bring Cal to the show.
Hey, Cal, man.
What's up,
Thank
Cal,
you,
man?
Jerry. I'm so glad to be on your program. That's awesome, man. I'm so happy for that. I apologize about my cursing earlier on the great 1080 AM. You know, but my thing was earlier, and I'm going to go ahead and go into the same thing. You know, okay. I said if Mark Stoops had been Lane Kiffin taking over this job, if he had been Mark Richt, and that's when I said the F word, sorry. Okay. But if he had been any of these coaches, this man would not have sustained any sort of success at Kentucky.
Why is that? Why do you think that?
Mark Stoops' humbleness, ability to go 4-11 or whatever it is, win one game his first year and his second year. You know, he went through all the hell that you have to go through.
Yes,
you know, this isn't a school like Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin can't show up there and immediately go 7-5 and think, oh, next year he'll go 10-2. Then he does. It's just not the same because you know what I've never heard of in my life? I ain't never heard of anybody talk about Ole Miss basketball. You know, and it goes on with all these different teams, man. And the thing is, Mark Stoops has been the legitimate second coming of the Lord when it comes to a football team. How else could he not be? He has done everything he's supposed to do and checked every box, and then all of a sudden Kentucky football had to add extra boxes for him to check. That's how good this man has been at our program. And that is factual.
Now say Cal.
And so
Cal, stay right there. Don't you leave me, Cal. Stay there. I'm going to come to you. George, you stay there. Cal? I've gone through the progress. I was on the field with the first great win against South Carolina, my high school coach and I, his nephew. I've seen the growth of Kentucky. You're 100%. This time, Cal, you're 100% correct. He ate crow when the team wasn't doing well, but he has now built a monster. Last year's playoff ball win. Yes, George. Nobody can kill me on Stoops. George, that bowl win was a great game last year.
Both of you guys.
He was. It was a great game, Cal. So, Cal, I agree with you 100%.
Didn't Florida win two national championships and they're a football school?
No. Hit me
of
again.
Course.
Florida, he said Ole Miss.
He's not done something that's not been done with other schools that have not gone and done that.
Yes.
So let's don't get carried away that he's a magician. Now there's other schools that Florida wasn't known for basketball. Florida won back to back championships. They didn't just win championships; they won back to back championships.
Yeah, I still hate.
Okay, so there are schools down there, and Alabama people are talking about basketball now. Come on now, the SEC is being talked about in basketball right now, gentlemen.
They are, George.
That's a big thing to say because that's true.
But we are talking about
this
Kentucky
SEC
football.
This SEC program has escalated.
I won't deny that. Let's keep it real.
George,
that's the truth.
In football, Kentucky has elevated itself into the SEC spectrum.
That's what we
they're right below the big
three. We agree with that.
Okay, they're right below the big three. They have to, if they defeat Georgia, Alabama, a good LSU, got me? When they beat one of those, George, then they have a
Beat a bad Alabama.
LSU last year. Come on now.
They were bad, though. I agree, but they were bad. I'm not going to jump. They were really
Kentucky
bad.
Kentucky has checked all the boxes. At this point, it's about how big the statue needs to be as Stoops. Because
you know what the telling tale of a great team is? Time.
Yes, sir.
Let's let this happen You know, give us two or three more years of this happening. Let's don't take 1 or 2 years and say, oh, well, it's
great. Two strong years, the test of
time. Look at the foot basketball program.
Four straight postseason wins. Isn't that what he posted on Twitter today?
Four straight.
Right? Isn't that why everybody's mad today?
Mm-hmm. Why are they mad?
Four straight, George.
I mean, because the dude has delivered. He's delivered and went way above and beyond. You know, I would have been cool with Music City Bowls. This man proved to me we can go to Citrus Bowls. We can compete for the East. We are right there. So I guess my whole call today was just to explain that Cal needs to take his ass down a notch and understand that Cal has the best situation probably besides North Carolina, Duke, and Kansas in the whole country.
I agree with you 100%.
And this man
is
making excuses.
Stop it, Cal. Stop right there, Cal. Stop right there, Cal. Cal, beautiful call. Great. George, stay with us, Cal. Now, Cal did tell the truth on that, George. Kentucky is the epitome. No, don't throw the Louisville. We're talking real. Kentucky and what Rudolph has done. What, again, Tubby Smith, Joe B. Hall, Rick Pitino. Calipari hasn't done anything that those guys haven't done, George. He has not.
You're right.
And if you don't do what those guys haven't done, Jerry, you don't stay there.
Kentucky's the top four program in basketball.
See, Jerry, you trying to start chaos among the Big Blue Nation? I mean, both of them have legitimate right, but Cal has stepped out there and proven what he can do. Stoops is proven what he can do. I mean,
yes, sir.
Who's been there the longest? Who's been there the longest?
Cal.
Look at your records. Look at your records. George,
I'm with you, but George, listen to me again. I hear that.
I'm not arguing against Stoops. Right. Don't get me wrong, let's just sit back. If you don't say what's the dominant program and what has carried Kentucky over the last 50 years has been the basketball program. There is nothing that football has made Kentucky known for.
Fourth up, Cal. Be good, Cal.
Oh, you can't, Cal. We gave you a second chance. You can't let us down like that. I dumped it, Jerry. We're good.
Okay, Cal. We're good. Is he gone?
He's gone. He's gone. That's the rule. You say something over there, you get dumped.
I know, Cal. I know. Call me back next on Monday, Cal. But don't do that, Cal. It was a great call until you had to say the F bomb. Now, here's the deal, George. Cal has made a lot of great statements, though. He did. And is it here? Here's the problem, George. Coach Cal is asking for, he wants better facilities. So what Cal is saying, he wants the best facility because George, his facilities in the top four in the country. I've been to him, George. There's no question about it.
If you're going to keep up with the best, you're going to have to dress like the best. You know, and that's what he's saying. If you want me to be like Kansas, you want me to be like North Carolina, you want me to be like Duke, then you got to supply me with the thing. And he's created the income to be able to do that, Jerry. You know, just if his players give back to help out the program, they'll be able to build whatever he wants. Not in the hard time, because you look at the ball players.
If they would do that, the money, they would allow it.
Come on, man.
George, I would agree. Kentucky wouldn't turn down the money. If he had his former players built the facility, I'm sure they would. But you've got right
if
now.
If they just contribute, they don't have to bid. Contribute. You don't have to give all your money to the facility. Contribute.
Mitch Barnhart said no, George. And I know Mitch Barnhart wants to have a good program. I know he's not trying to sabotage the basketball team. He's not.
Well, he knows what they can afford, Jerry. I go along with the athletic director. Okay. He knows what they can afford. That's no.
There you
know me? And so.
Yes.
I agree with athletic director to stand up and know what the program should have and not have, because I think that's one of the problems that we're having in athletics today, Jerry, that a lot of coaches, in order to keep them there, we give them whatever they want, no matter to the detriment of the school.
Appreciate it, George. That bingo, you know, George, we're going to move to the next statement because that is 100% correct. Kentucky has more than enough to win a national championship. That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
And I'm not saying Coach Cal.
I agree with you. I can't argue that point.
But he's got more than enough to win a championship. I hear you, Cal, but you're not to where I'm going to say Kentucky needs to step. Now, John did talk about the Louisville dorm, which, George, is good. I'm glad. But, George, I'm not about – maybe I'm the wrong one. And, you know, I'm the Cardinal. I'm not big on those kind of dorms, George. I'm just not. Those things – I wish they'd have put Coach Crum's name on a dorm at the school for everyone. You understand me? But just basketball.
I definitely understand where you're coming from, because that's what he was about. Yes, he's about exactly. The whole school, not just about one entity of the school.
He and Adolph Rupp both. I've done it before. If you do the inflation indicator, neither one of them make $600,000 from their salary then, winning championships, to today. Neither one of them in an inflation indicator makes $600,000. Look what these guys are making. Cal, just win. You make enough.
They weren't doing bad, though, babe.
No, George, but honestly, they were.
They weren't doing too bad.
Today, George, is just insane. You got guys almost making $200,000 a week, George. Just go win. I think you have it. Honestly, all of them. I said it with Coach Mack. I said it with Coach Payne. I'll say it with Coach Calipari. I'll say it with Mike Woodson. I just go win. You've got more than you share. Just truly, don't
you? And quit crying about the little things that really don't matter. You know, you want everything. Coach, I mean, okay, dorm. Coach, we give you the dorm. What you want now? We want new TVs. Oh, come on, man.
Coach your team and win some games. All of them. Joe, we got to get to break already. It's crazy. And we haven't even gotten to our show, George. It's already 12:43. Let's get to our next break. And we will be back. Phone number is 502-571-1080. Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio. It is August the 12th, Unreal 2022. It is 12:47 on a beautiful Friday in the area. I've got the Ring U, George Williams, sitting in with me. And George, we got a lot to get to, but we've got another caller. So we're going to get Kenny, and then you and I are going to bounce over to the Roger Goodell story and this Deshaun Watson. Bring Kenny on for me, please.
Hey there, Kenny. Can y'all hear me?
Sure can.
Can you hear me okay?
What's up, Kenny?
Hey, how's it going? I'll be brief on this. You know, it chokes me to say this, but Kentucky football and basketball are in a good spot right now. But, you know, for Kentucky football to get where it is, it probably did take, you know, them to step up their funding for facilities. But I cannot blame Calipari at all for, you know, speaking up for his program and kind of putting that request out there for what they need to keep up with the arms race. So, you know, I think both of you guys made some really good statements. George, I really like what you said in regards to what makes a state, a football or basketball school or whatever, because it's consistency. And both Kentucky and Louisville are their basketball schools, and that's based on their history and their consistency.
I agree with you, Ken.
You know, Kentucky has had an era where it's, you know, it's been good in football back in 77, 78. You know, even though they ended up getting sanctioned for it, but they had a pretty darn good football team. So, that didn't last. So we're really going to have to sit back and see, you know, how far Stoops can carry this. And if Stoops leaves to go somewhere else, if another coach, you know, can continue on with the success that he's had.
That's the key.
It is. I mean, I agree with what you said. But, again, George made also a point. He said Florida. Now, Florida's dropped off a cliff in both sports now, football and basketball. But Florida did make a big bash 2 years back-to-back. They won the NCAA tournament, Billy Donovan, back-to-back. So, again, if you're going longevity, Kentucky's still done a pretty good move. No, they haven't won it, but they're making a nice move compared to where they were. That's for sure.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Okay. They made a good move. Because there's expectations for him to defeat Georgia one day. There's expectations. There were no expectations when he came. So, Kenny, we appreciate you, baby. I got to get to the next call.
Kenny.
Thanks, Kenny.
All right.
See you. Who's the next guy up that we have this Friday, John? Oh, he dropped? Okay. Well, so, George, let's move to Roger Goodell. Okay. And I'm going to let you listen to Roger talking about Deshaun Watson. And here's my only problem. We all know what has happened. We've spoke about it. We know that Sue Robinson made a ruling, 6 games. Roger didn't like to hear it. We all know that Roger could have made that ruling himself with all of this. But I do want people to know, the young man hasn't played in over 500 days already. Roger, how many games do you want him to miss? If you don't want him to make money, suspend the money. That's all. But George, he's already set out over 500 days. He has not played a football game. And we're saying we want more for cases that did not go to the courthouse. Civil suits.
That's what, because I don't know about it.
No true proof.
You know, I'm not for Jared, but when you go to the court and both courts say that we can't find any reason to charge you, you win the lawsuit. And then you go and you got an experienced federal court judge and says, I can only base mine on the precedents of what you've had and how you responded to that.
Thank you.
And then now for Roger to be the coward and hide behind this and then bring another man up to stab somebody in the back, that's what I don't like. Like you said, Jay, you got the response. You can do it anytime you get ready. Why don't you just be the man and step up and do what you want to do? I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to be the dictator of the league. And whatever I want, that's what I want. Quit trying to act like you hide behind these people and you're going to listen to them. You're listening to nobody but Roger Goodell.
But Roger Goodell. And Mark Clayton said the exact same thing. We know how this has been litigated out. But I just want people to know he has not played in over 500 days. So I understand. I believe in punishment. Like George says, we're not saying what he did was right or wrong. Was right.
No.
We know it was wrong. We know that. His behavior was unbecoming. But I still said 500 days. George, I've seen people do things here in this city, and they'll get 5 weeks. I've seen things happen here in this city.
Well, Jerry,
George,
my thing is when you go inside the courtroom, and I tell people all the time, when you hear what people report that goes on in the courtroom, and when the judge sits down, they have what they have to go by that's called the law. And when they say in the court of law that you're not guilty, then you get to go to a civil suit. Where you don't have to prove guilt, you just have
the burden
to prove enough evidence to say that you are guilty of this crime. And both of them kick it out. Then you come to the NFL, and the lady said, I can only do by what I'm presidented to do. And you still say, nobody's going to listen and still punish this child? Something wrong somewhere.
I think all but two women have settled, but there's two that are going to go to civil court, Judge George. But everybody else, no, it could not get it done. It's just... enough's enough. I don't have any idea what Roger's doing, George. It's really, really crazy. Now, George, here's the thing, though. Football just started. I know everybody watched, Lamar Jackson did not play last night. His team did win. Baltimore won 23-10. Right. The Giants played, beat New England 23-21. Do you know, George, football is back again? College football is getting ready to kick. High school will kick off in, a week and a half?
Right.
College in three weeks?
Right.
Football's back, George. I mean, it is really.
Time just moves on, Jerry. It waits for no
amazing.
Man.
It's amazing. George, the summer, where did it go? What happened? It's gone.
Well, it was a good one for me, Jerry. I enjoyed it, I can't complain. It was enjoyable and, I'm not a cold weather guy, but I'm going to have to take what I get.
It's coming. It's definitely coming. Senator George, baseball.
Like you said a couple of months ago, Christmas is here.
It is here, George. Don't play with it. It's here. I'll be doing the 25 days of Christmas before you know it. George, here's what we need to think about, though. I had a Carolina called me and said, how are we going to do the football contest? So I've got to think this through, George, to where we can still do our contest. Have some fun, but not let it dominate.
Week, Jerry.
Yes, exactly. They do. So it doesn't dominate
Wednesday.
The whole week show. Thursday, Monday. Monday.
You know, it's going to make
it's
rough.
Pro football. It makes it rough. But we're going to have to decide how we're going to do that. So that's one thing we've got to talk about. George, the end of baseball is coming. And Coach Beard said I had to mention this today. And we'll get into it more Monday, even though I'll probably be in Houston, George. I will be in Houston.
About your Reds?
No. The Reds have played better, but he tries to kill them also. But George, think about this. Will Aaron Judge get to 70 home runs? Can he get close to Barry Bonds, 73 in 2001? Or Mark McGwire, 70 in 1998? And we all know. Or Sammy Sosa, 66 in 1998? Or McGwire, 65 in 1999? George, now we all know. That era was steroid-based. We know that fact. Right. Now, this young man has got 45, George, with 49 to 51 games. I'm not sure. Right there, though. I think he's got 50 games remaining. George, can he hit from 45 to get to 60? He's 15. I think he can do 15 home runs. That gives him 60.
No. And you for a simple reason why, Jerry, they're not going to pitch to him.
They're not going to pitch to George Stevenson.
They're not going to pitch to him. You know, I think if he gets to 50, Jerry, you better have a mug that can come behind him and hit a home run. And if you don't, I'm not pitching to him.
But George, if he gets to 60, and you're right about that.
Walk the rest of the season, he'll walk a lot.
If he gets to 60, George, then I'd have to put him in because I pulled up the list. If he gets to 60 clean home runs, then we have to, and I'm sure there's somebody at 61, 62. I only pulled up the top four. George, that may be most remarkable home run year ever because it's not steroid-based. Now, Cobby Harrison did tell me, and Cobby's, well, you don't know this, George. Cobby Harrison had to go back to the VA. Cobby's fine. That's why he couldn't come on Wednesday, even though I didn't have a show. But Cobby is in the VA. He had liver issues. He said he was laughing about it. You know what I told him, George? I said, Cobby, I told you quit messing with me. All them body punches. He bust out laughing. Then he said, don't do that to me, Jerry. I have to hit you next time I see you. But Cobby's doing better, but he is at the VA. But he did say if the kid gets to 62 or three home runs, he'd have to put him as the greatest home run hitter in one season ever because it's clean. George, have a great weekend, everybody. Also,
all right,
John,
brother, man.
Great job. Love you, George. Everybody, stay safe. Enjoy your families. Enjoy your weekend. God willing, we'll all be back on Monday. Bye-bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.